High stakes and possibly high drama again. Now, the two main contenders for the White House meet for their second and final debate showdown.
President Donald Trump versus Democratic rival Joe Biden. The star of the night, though, might turn out to be the humble mute button.
The face-off is happening in Nashville, Tennessee, in less than 2 hours from now. And these are live pictures of the venue at Belmont University. Mr. Trump needs a boost to his campaign as he continues to trail in national polls with just a dozen days to the election. So just how far will he go to drown out his rival?
Well, organizers have given the moderator, Kirsten Welker of NBC, the power to mute the microphones at the start of each section of the debate. That's when each candidate is supposed to have 2 uninterrupted minutes to talk. Organizers wanted to avoid the repeat of the first debate's chaos. Here's a reminder of what happened at their first encounter.
Vote and let your senators know how strongly you feel. Vote now.
Are you going to pack the
court? Make sure you, in fact, let people know you're a senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that question?
Because the question is,
the radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This
Who's
is
on your
so
list?
Right.
Gentlemen, I think
this
we've
is
ended
so
this.
He's going
to pack the court.
We're not
going to give a list.
We have ended this segment. We're going to move on to the second segment.
Well, there could still be a free-for-all in the open discussion portions for all 6 topics of the debate, as the mute button will not be deployed, though each second of interruption will be counted. The candidates will tackle questions on the pandemic, families, race, climate change, national security, and leadership. Joe Biden hopes it'll be more orderly this time.
Hopefully he's going to play by the rules. Hopefully everybody's been tested. Hopefully it's all worked out this way the rules are. I'm looking forward to this. Thank you.
Well, that is the hope of Mr. Biden. But just hours ahead of the debate, Donald Trump broke his agreement with the CBS network, releasing raw footage of a yet-to-be-broadcast interview that he walked out of with 60 Minutes reporter Leslie Stahl. He claims there was bias, hatred, and rudeness.
Your first statement to me, this is going to be tough questions. Well, I don't mind that. But when you set up the interview, you didn't say that. You said, oh, let's have a lovely interview. And here's what I do say.
So why?
You don't ask Joe Biden. I saw your interview with Joe, the interview with Joe Biden.
I never did a Joe
Biden. It was a joke. No, but you start with me.
You're president.
Excuse me, Leslie, you started with me. Your first statement was, are you ready for tough questions? That's no way to talk. No way to talk.
Leslie, one second. This is the first warning. I think we have 5 minutes until we have the vice president step in. Is that about right?
Well, I think we have enough. We have enough of
it. Yeah, I think we're ready for the vice president now.
I think we have enough of an interview here. Okay, that's enough. Let's go.
Well, here is the state of play in opinion polls. At the national level, Joe Biden's lead over Donald Trump has narrowed a little, but he still holds an advantage of up to 10 points. In key swing states, Joe Biden's still ahead with really tight races in Florida and North Carolina, with barely 2 points separating him from Donald Trump.
Well, in the virtual ringside is our U.S. Bureau Chief Simon Marks. And just before we start, we should note some breaking news. The U.S. is sanctioning 3 Iranian organizations related to an alleged election disinformation campaign that we told you about earlier. Simon, you know, let's get to the debate. I mean, each candidate will, of course, try to land the punches. Where might they be? And we hear the Trump campaign will be attempting some psychological warfare as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that psychological warfare, Adam, is underway right now because President Trump has invited a guest to this debate tonight. His name is Tony Bobulinski. He is the former business associate of Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and he says he is now providing committees in Congress and the FBI with information that he says will substantiate that article published in the New York Post last week, alleging corrupt business practices by Joe Biden's son Hunter and by the Democratic Party's presidential candidate himself. Now, Mr. Bobulinski is at the debate tonight. That suggests that President Trump is going, first of all, to raise this issue in a very forthright fashion and also point to Mr. Bobulinski in the audience. But in order to keep the heat on Joe Biden, he's about to have Mr. Bobulinski introduced to the traveling White House press corps that is present at the debate site in Nashville, Tennessee. It is important to underscore that no other news organization has been able to verify the claims that were published in the New York Post, but President Trump absolutely determined to accuse Joe Biden of leading an organized crime family towards the end of a week in which the president has expressed fury towards his own Attorney General William Barr and the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, for not pursuing a criminal probe of Joe Biden and his son Hunter. So that's going to cause fireworks on the debate stage. There will be all sorts of other issues that the moderator of this debate, Kristen Welker, who may have the hardest job in America tonight, is going to try and make sure the two candidates cover. Joe Biden can definitely expect to face tough questioning from Donald Trump about those claims relating to business activities in Ukraine and China. But equally, Joe Biden can turn to Donald Trump and say, tell us all about this secret Chinese bank account of yours that we only just learned about earlier in the week, thanks to the New York Times and its access to Donald Trump's tax records and financial documents going back almost 20 years. So, look, it would be lovely to think that this was going to be an edifying, policy-driven, informative debate that would tell voters exactly how to distinguish these two candidates from one another. But even with that mute button, which is only going to be used for about one-third of the debate, I mean, the other two-thirds of this debate are going to be a free-for-all, and it won't surprise me at all if it looks and sounds a lot like the first debate that we watched a couple of weeks back.
Yikes. All right. Simon, you know, given that at this point, the most voters, you know, made up their minds and, you know, millions have already voted, how important is this debate to, you know, move the needle for either candidate? And will it matter?
Julie, yeah, I mean, I think that's the absolute key question. I mean, unlike any previous year in an American presidential election, more than 40 million Americans have already cast their ballots in this election. That's almost one third of the number of voters who participated back in 2016. So for a whole tranche of the electorate, the 90-minute encounter that we're going to be watching later this morning here on CNA is irrelevant at this point. They've already cast their ballots. They can't undo them and change their minds. And there's a very small number of floating undecided voters in those all-important battleground swing states that the candidates have been focused on over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, to reach those voters, I mean, you've really got to try and focus on the issues that they tell pollsters they care about, and that's the future of the economy, their own particular pocketbook issues, COVID-19, and some of the other issues that are on the agenda. It's not immediately clear that trading barbs about business practices around the world is necessarily going to reach those people.
All right, Simon, thank you very much for that update. We'll see you back here later in the show. And of course, a quick reminder to our viewers, the final primetime matchup between the two candidates, Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden, takes place in under 2 hours from now in Nashville. That's 9 a.m. Singapore, Hong Kong time. So do join us for special coverage here on Asia First. We'll broadcast the debate in full, then unpack it all and get you the analysis after it wraps up.